Scary stories
from a cat and a duck.
Hello and welcome to this amazingly spectacular episode of Scapy Stories from a Cat in the Dark. This is the final episode of Herbert West Reanimator. We've been telling it for the last five episodes. This is part six. You will finally know the truth about Herbert West and whether or not he is, in fact, a reanimator. Right, Scape?
He is a reanimator. We already saw that he did reanimate.
Well, okay, I know. I was being silly.
Well, it's not scary stories. It's scary stories, but that means scary stories.
That doesn't really mean scary stories, but okay. We do have our guest from last week who heard part five, Giorgio, here to tell us what you missed, if you missed that.
Hi, everybody. This is Giorgio. So, he was telling me the story, and he's all like, hey, I'm a cat, but in the story, he's just a guy, and he went to fight in World War One for the Canadians, and so they went because they were like, hey, there's all sorts of dead stuff because it's war, and they're like, boom. But so they've gotten over their sort of obsession with like reanimating bodies, and now they're like, I can reanimate stuff, like little pieces and parts and stuff. And like Herbert West is all like, hey, I'm an asshole, and I don't really want to do this for science anymore. I just want to do it because I can. Like, look how cool I am and stuff. So they're all like, hey, some guy's gonna come see us reanimate stuff because he likes science. But on the way there, his helicopter crashes and like cuts his head off or something like that. And so they're like, hey, we're gonna reanimate just his body. So we like sewed a butthole over his neck. And then, but because we still had his head, we put it in some goo that was like bubbling, and that's important for some reason. But, so when we go to bring him back, and they're all like, they thought they heard something, but then the Germans attacked, and they thought maybe they were tripping balls, but they weren't. And they think that they heard the head say something about, oh, I've got to jump! And that was about it.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
I know.
Thanks.
No, thank you, Skippy.
And so now, here as a special guest to listen to the final episode of Herbert West Reanimator, we do have friend of the show, Thomas Alva Edison.
Thank you, Jordan. Hello, it's delightful to be here, and you also, Skippy.
It is delightful, thank you.
So I understand that you have some sort of reanimating story to finish.
Yeah, Herbert West.
The reanimator?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Okay, do you want to hear?
Well, yes. I mean, I came all this way. I mean, I've only got a little bit. Evelyn wants me back fast. Really, I'm just out to replenish my fluids, but I figured that it would be good to listen to a story also.
Okay, that's good. I will tell it then. Okay, Herbert West, Reanimator by H.P. Lovecraft. Part 6, The Tomb Regions. Okay, like, so for once upon a time, when Herbert West went missing, like, a year ago, the police were like, what, what's going on? And they questioned me, and, let me tell you, I didn't even bother to tell them the truth, because, come on, they wouldn't have believed me, because it's crazy, because they... You know, who would believe about reanimating dead bodies, right?
Nobody, that's who. It would be ridiculous.
Well, except that it's, I mean, it happened.
Well, yes, except for the part that it's real, it's completely ridiculous. Go on.
So, okay, I was Herbert West's best friend and his assistant, okay? And we met in medical school and we did a bunch of experiments and he was like, I'm going to bring people back. And I was like, okay. And then he started to, and one thing led to another, and he brought people back from the dead. But it was scary. Because they would go crazy sometimes if they weren't fresh enough. Like one time we had one, right? And it was a professor, and he went so crazy that they had to put him, in a mental hospital because they thought he was a crazy guy, but really he was a dead guy.
That makes perfect sense. I can see how the experience of death would drive one mad.
Right. So Herbert West was like, well, we need fresher. That's why. And so he kept trying fresher and fresher. And eventually he said, I will just get a riven guy and kill him and then bring him back right then. Do you see?
I do, in fact, see. Now, in order to clarify, you say you, but of course you don't mean you, Scapy White. You mean the narrator of the story, who you are speaking as when you tell the story.
Yeah, I am the narrator of the story, Scapy White.
Excellent. Do continue.
So, okay, that was the thing, is that once he killed somebody, that's it. He starts downhill to be worse and worse all the time. Like, it hardened him inside. Do you know what I mean? He was like, it was moral decay.
Well, as the apex of morality, Thomas Alva Edison. I, Thomas Alva Edison, am not sure what that would be like. I mean, of course I've been hardened externally, but that's not... That's a topic for another time. Maybe you'd like to talk more about...
the reanimator.
Well, yeah, he wasn't hardened external. He was hardened inside, meaning that he was worse inside, okay? And he was like, he would start looking at people going, that guy looks healthy. I bet you he would survive being killed and brought back from the dead. Or maybe if a guy was very smart, he'd be like, that brain is robust enough to survive.
Well, technically, there wouldn't be any surviving. Definitionally, if you're going to reanimate something, it's already dead.
But then it has to survive.
Of course.
Okay. So he started to look at me that way. And I was like, oh, excuse me? And I was getting scared because I thought he was going to try to kill me and bring me back from the dead. Well, and the dead, bringing back from the dead is okay, but the killing part is not okay.
That is a perfectly irrational fear.
Why is it irrational? Wait, did you say rational or irrational?
I said rational.
Oh, okay. Good.
Any paradoxes are just a time travel problem. Don't worry about it.
It's not a paradox, though, because he was going to kill me first.
And you were rationally frightened of that.
Right. Okay. So anyway, look, what happened was we joined the army. What Giorgio said. We joined the army. He was doing experiments. We brought back this doctor who knew about science, okay? Do you know about it?
Science? Oh, I helped invent it.
Okay. Well, this guy did it.
Oh, good. Was he good at it?
Well, maybe. So he got his head chopped off, and we were like, bring back the body without a head. And the body came back, but the head came back too, probably. I say probably because we were like, maybe we were hallucinating, but we weren't, okay?
That makes perfect sense. If up to this point has taught me anything, it's that whenever dead bodies are involved, we are not just hallucinating.
So then the building explodes, okay, that we were in, we lived, but we were like, where the body died, probably, maybe.
Again, so it double died this time.
Probably. This is when we were in World War I, but once in a while, Herbert West would be like, hey, do you know what would be creepy? And I'd be like, what? And he'd be like, if there was, like, a dead guy with no head that was carrying around his head that could bring other people back from the dead, that would be creepy.
Precisely like the headless scientist with a head that you had killed but who lived.
Right! Yes, that's what he was talking about.
Perfectly sensible. Carry on.
And he was saying maybe he could, because he knows science, he could bring back other dead.
That's true. Someone who knows enough science is in desperate fear of resurrecting people.
So anyway, when we got back from the war, we moved into a house in Boston that was next to a cemetery.
Together?
Yeah.
That, splitting the rent, okay. I'll accept that.
He was my friend, except I was really scared of him. But still.
That seems like a nebulous friendship, but I've had friendships like that too. You know, God and all.
You guys live together?
Technically, he's omnipresent. I am always living with God.
But it was next to a cemetery, but not a cemetery that they were burying people in anymore, because it was full of really old dead people from like a billion years ago.
An actual billion years ago?
No.
I mean, they would have to be time travelers.
No, they were just dead people from before now.
Dead people from the past.
Well, they didn't come to the future from the past. They just died in the past and then got buried.
Except in the sense that everything comes to the future from the past. Well, I mean, except for me, really. I just sort of cut straight through, but that's not important. Let's talk more about this cemetery full of dead people.
I'm saying we didn't dig up those dead people, is my point.
Well, of course not. They're too old.
Yes, you got it.
Freshness is sort of the hallmark of resurrection, as we have learned.
Right. Good. Yes, good. You're a good listener.
I know. I invented listening.
So we had a secret basement dug into our house where we could do secret resurrection experiments. And one time, we had people digging, and it hit, like, a weird secret tomb. And I was like, oh, do you want to knock down the wall and go sniff around a secret tomb, Herbert West? Because that's the kind of crazy stuff you do.
He sniffs old tombs?
Well, I don't, maybe. So, but what happened was he was like, no big. Just put up some concrete, seal it up, no big.
In order to ensure sanitary conditions. Good call, Dr. West.
But it definitely surprised me, because I thought he would want to go in.
And go tomb sniffing. Okay, so, Scapey, we've already gotten to the part with the tomb. When do we get to the part with the legions?
Well, I'll tell you, right, the answer is starting now. To go towards it.
Oh, thank you.
So what happened was one night, okay, we're in our study, and he's reading a newspaper, and all of a sudden he's like, oh, crap. And here's why. Remember when I said there was a dead thing that was in an asylum?
You totally said that.
Right. I remember when I said when he was like, a doctor with no head but with a head that could bring dead people back?
I recall something about a doctor who had a head with no head.
Okay, well, listen to this then, okay? The newspaper was like, oh, so a guy came into the asylum who didn't move his lips when he talked, and his voice sounded like it came from a box that he was carrying, okay? And his head seemed like it was made out of wax, okay?
Oh, my goodness. Some sort of wax-headed man. How bizarre.
Well, and then he was like, hey, why don't you give me that guy who is rocked up, who is the dead guy that the stories are talking about?
Oh, gracious. Don't tell me that the headless man with a head and the dead guy who's alive are going to join forces.
Well, they did. He got it. He took him out of the asylum.
Sweet jumping protons.
Because the guy whose ribs didn't move with the wax head, like, killed them and took the guy out. Meaning, brought him out of the asylum.
Gracious. How horrifying.
Yeah. And so Herbert West just sat there like, humana, oh no.
Humana?
Because he was scared.
Oh, okay. And he said humana when he was scared.
No, that's like a state of mind.
Oh. Scared state of mind?
Yeah, totally.
Naturally.
And then at midnight, somebody rang the doorbell, and that made him be like, what's going on? And he was snapped out of it, okay?
Was it the Night Scouts? I hate the Night Scouts. With their inky black chocolate cookies. Ooh, enticingly delicious. Impossible to see.
No, but no.
Oh, it was something else.
I'll tell you. What happened was, I opened the door, okay? And in shuffles a bunch of delivery guys with a big box. And one of them is like, delivery, it's already paid for. And they drop off this giant box, okay?
Okay, this seems ominous.
And I was like, whatever. And then they left. And it kind of looked like they were going towards the cemetery, which is weird, but I was like, whatever. And Herbert West comes in and he's like, tell you what, why don't we just, take this box to the lab and just, burn it to death right now, okay?
That seems to make a lot of sense, except for the part where you're burning something underground. Bad show. Herbert West, bad show.
I'm sure we had like a chimney.
An underground chimney for your secret death lab? Good call. So you're about to set this box on fire. I'm assuming it doesn't go that smoothly.
Well, and the reason is because it said it was from that doctor who got no head, and Herbert West was like, yeah, tell you what, I don't want to open it. I want to destroy it. How about that? So then he's like, let's put it into the burning oven. And I was like, okay. And we did. And we set it on fire, basically.
The burning oven?
No, the box in the burning oven.
Oh, that's why it's a burning... Okay. That makes sense. I can see how that would make sense. Okay, so the box gets destroyed, and then everything turns out okay, right? Like, that just seems to be where the story is going.
No. What happens is, while it's burning, the plaster starts falling away from the place where the tomb was. Remember that? About the tomb?
I do remember about the tomb.
Well, plaster is falling off.
Oh my goodness.
And I was like, oh, we better stop that. But he said, no, get away. And the hole came and you could smell gross from it.
I could?
Well, if you were there.
Oh, okay.
And all of a sudden, taking off all the rocks of the tomb, out comes marching like a creepy, like, army of like deadish things that seem like gross and dead.
An army? A legion from a tomb. It was precisely as you predicted.
Yeah, that's right. And it was led by the guy with the wax head carrying the other head. And he was dressed in a Canada army suit. Because that's why it was the guy that I was talking about.
That wax-headed bastard.
And they all came out and they grabbed Herbert West. And he's like, ah! And they ripped him to pieces. They tore him into little bits. And then they took the bits and they carried him away.
How unsavory.
And the guy with no head took his head too.
The guy with the head that was with the box head?
Yeah. He had a wax head and he had his rear head, and now he also has Herbert West's head.
That head-snatching son of a bitch.
And so the next morning, I was found unconscious, okay? And Herbert West was gone.
Sensibly, yes. He had been torn apart.
And the burning oven had, like, ashes in it, okay? And the police question me, and they're like, well, did you put Herbert West in the oven and kill him? And I'm like, no.
Well, because you didn't, yes.
They don't believe me, though.
They don't?
No. I was like, no, somebody took him through that wall into the tombs. And they're like, well, I'll tell you what, the wall is sealed up with plaster. And I was like, but they took down the plaster. But it's true. It was sealed up all over again. And so they're like, tell you what, you're probably crazy. And maybe I'm crazy. So, the end.
You might be crazy. I hate to say it. Circumstances aren't looking good.
Well, that's the story, so it could be.
I see two possible morals for this.
Okay, well, All right, you go first, but then I'll tell you the real one.
Okay. The first, don't resurrect Canadians. I hate to say that I have some personal experience, and Dr. West's debacle only reinforces my assumptions.
Okay, that's pretty good, because he had a Canada Army suit.
Exactly. The Canada Army suit really ties the whole thing together. But the other, I think, possibly more important moral, you might be crazy.
That's what I was going to say. How did you get the right answer? That's crazy. Nobody gets the right answer.
I'm never really sure myself, but it's obvious the way you told that story so masterfully.
Well, thank you. That is very true. I guess I should have known that's how you knew, because I told it good.
That's true. Maybe you'd like to deliver the moral yourself now, just to make sure that everybody really internalizes it.
I might be crazy.
Oof. Chilling. Well, I think that's it. I was able to drink some Brondo while I was listening to that story, and I think that I'm rejuvenated enough to return to my darling Evelyn. Is there anything else I can do for you, Jordan?
No. It was a pleasure to have you here. Thank you for attending our show once more.
Well, of course. You're my friends. I would always be happy, especially if there's a story about necromancy.
What? No, it's about Reanimator.
Someday, when you open that present I gave you, you will see that it is a thesaurus, and you will be able to deal more accurately with this problem.
The problem of Reanimator?
Yes.
All right. I will fight him.
Excellent. No doubt you will kick, kick, kick.
No doubt. So come back next time for a new scary story that is going to be frightening.
Indeed.